Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy and White House officials visited several Northern Nevada projects yesterday where American Rescue Plan Act funds have been used, including an affordable housing project in downtown Reno. KUNR's Maria Palma has more.
A great facility.
No, I mean, this is this place exudes dignity.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's about, is a roof over your head and support services.
Mayor Sheevy and Tom Paris, senior advisor to the president and director of government affairs for the White House, visited Dick Scott Manor in Reno. The 12-unit residential initiative provides housing for low-income, extremely low-income, and unhoused military veterans. In 2021, President Biden signed the nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan Act to aid public health and economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The city of Reno received approximately $51 million in state and local fiscal recovery funds from the president's legislation. In 2022, Reno City Council approved $9 million in ARPA funds to go toward two affordable housing projects, including Dick Scott Manor. These federal funds were critical to develop projects that will benefit communities in need, says Sheevy. She also says that this particular housing project will help revitalize the area.
This was a City of Reno parcel, so it was a joint relationship with the Reno Housing Authority and the City of Reno. So we also own the land here. Not only did we invest money from ARPA into this project, we also donated the land. Which this sat vacant for many, many, many years.
The American Rescue Plan was a statement of trust in mayors and other leaders across the country, Paris says.
Because we gave critical dollars, billions of dollars, to local governments, understanding that you know what's best. As we look behind us here at this project, again, a joint venture that not only is providing service or will provide service to our heroes, our veterans, not just housing, but the wraparound service.
The new affordable housing complex is expected to be completed in late 2024. For KUNR News, I'm Maria Palma.